Okay. Before I begin tonight, tonight is Chav Ches Sivan, which is the yahrzeit of my Rosh Shiva's Rebbetzin, who I call the Rebbetzin, Alei HaShalom. It's her third yahrzeit. And as everyone here knows, she had a very strong impact upon my life. So therefore, tonight the Mishnah Brura, and also the Mishnah Yisrael Mirtzah Hashem afterwards should be Le'ilui Nishmasa. So we're on page 245, Simon Tzadi, or Tzadik, Sif Yud Ches. So the Mechaber says, very interesting halacha. Base HaMedrash Kavua, a set place, Base Medrash. Base Medrash will usually be defined as a place where people learn. Beis HaMedrash. Kadosh Yosem in Beis HaKnesses is more Kadosh than a Shul, Beis Knesses. Now, what exactly that is, what is a Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash? Again, a place, really technically in Halacha, Beis Knesses is a place where the only thing you do is daven. Only thing you do there is daven. Not too many places like that. So, for example, there's a Halacha that you don't put up a mezuzah in a Beis Knesses. But again, that's under very strict parameters. You only daven there. Place in Svat, the old shul where the Alshech used to, daven, and the Machaber used to. So I think that does not have a mezuzah because you only daven there. If you learn there and you daven there, that's a base medrash. That's a base medrash already. But here, let's not get so complicated. Here we're just talking about a place where people learn, where a person. We'll see in a second. A person learns that's more kedusha than a basic knesset. So mitzvah is palbo yosem a basic knesset, and therefore it's more important to daven there than in a shul. So we'll see what ramifications that is. Vushi is palbo yud, and that is if you daven with a minion. In other words, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that if you have an individual, and this is talking about a person who learns in this place. So the idea is that we don't want him to waste time from his learning. So, he's going to have to go from this place, which is his base medrash, as we'll see in a second. And he's going to have to go somewhere and somewhere else to daven. He's going to have to go to shul and daven. So he's going to waste time from his learning. So therefore, we don't make him do that. We don't make him do that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out a very interesting side idea. Without that, there would be more of a, it's more important to go to a shul, because a shul is where the masses daven. And it's good to have a large group of people. I could have my own minion, with 10 people. So, but usually that's obviated by the ideas, you're right, but it's better to have one large group of people, Rav HaMahadras Mela, excuse me, rather than having, my own little private minion. Normally we say it's not good to have your own little private minion. Excuse me. Normally we say, no, you should get up and go to shul because there's more of a group there and it's more befitting the honor of Hashem to have a large group than have all these little break-offs. excuse me. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a Beis HaMedrash, which is set for the multitude to learn there. In other words, again, here we're talking about somebody's own private Beis HaMedrash. So then we say, he has a special halacha, we don't want him to waste time. But let's say you have a Beis HaMedrash, which is set as a Beis HaMedrash for a multitude of people, for the rabbin, like yeshiva, or maybe even like most shuls we have today, like this shul probably. This would probably be more of a Beis HaMedrash than a Beis HaKnesses, technically. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, since people learn there, so that place, such a place where people, the masses learn, let's say like yeshiva, so that place, certainly its kedusha is higher than any shul, because the learning is more important. We'll get to that in a second. And therefore, to daven a place like that would be important. Now, let's go on. Then Rama says, V'yesh omrim da'afilu below yod adif li'ispalo v'beis medrash ha'kavua lo. See, now you appreciate that word. Second opinion, that's the first opinion. Second opinion says, no, that even without a minion, even without a minion, it's important for this person to daven in his base medrash, the base medrash which is set for him, right? So now you understand the significance of that word, right? Because we're talking about a person who is always learning. So he has, like a lot of big tzaddikim have, you know, they have their base of medrash, right? The place where they learn. So now we're going to make the Vilna Gaon go and walk to the shul and daven there for davening. Or do we say, no, let's get a minyan together and they'll daven in, you know, in the Vilna Gaon's, you know, study there, right? So the first opinion says we don't make the Vilna Gaon go to shul and we bring a minyan to him. But the Rav Ma says the second opinion. The second opinion says this type of person, even without a minyan, it's more important for him to daven in his place. And v'dafka misha torasu v'naso. But again, we're talking about someone who is learning is his occupation. In other words, it's 24/7 that he learns. So therefore, now put it all together. So now, a person like that. So let's take like the Vilna Gaon. So what are we going to do? So we're going to say, he really should go to shul because we want a large group of people to daven and praise Hashem. Yeah, but we're going to make the Vilna Gaon take off 5 minutes from his learning to go walk to shul. I mean, again, you have to realize he's probably thinking of learning, but it's not the same level. So the first opinion says, so you know what you have to do? So he davens at home, and he davens with a minyan. Bring 9 more people, daven with a minyan. The Rama says, with a person like that, we don't want him wasting any time. So even without a minyan, it's better because since that person is Torah Umnaso, his learning is his umnas, is his job, is his profession, so to speak. The enel mispato b'lav hachi, and this person would not waste time from his learning otherwise. That's the litmus test, whether you fit into this halacha, right? You know, like,
who qualifies for that?
I don't know. Yeah, something like the Vilna Gaon. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I had a Rebbe in high school. There's other halachas about people like this, you know, whether they have to daven at all. My Rebbe in high school, Rabbi Spurka, was a big Talmud Chacham. Once asked, he says, you know, like, the Shulchan Aruch is a halacha sefer. You know, talking about things like this, you know, like, you know, it's not relevant to me. You know, like, you know, whenever I have a chance, I take off time for it, you know, like, right? So Rabbi Spurka gave a beautiful answer. He said, what do you see? You see that, no, that's within our reach. The Machaber and the Rama, in this case, it's Rama, tell these halachas to inculcate to us that, no, you can do it. I'm talking to you, right? You can get there. And then when you get there, this halacha is relevant to you. But I don't know, you know, like, all I know is I don't have this problem, unfortunately. So, you know. Hey. Now, look at this. Now, we're running out of time here, but this is a very interesting halacha. V'afilo hachi. And even with something like the Vilna Gaon, so we say, okay, you're Torah, so I'm not, so we don't want you wasting it. You wouldn't waste any time, so we don't want you to waste any time, so you don't have to come to shul, even without a minyan, according to the Rama. So the Rama says, but, right, the message always after the but. V'afilu hachi lo yargil atzmo lasos kein. He shouldn't do this consistently, meaning davening by himself in his own little room there. Why? Shul yilamdu ame ha'aretz mimenu. So the Amei Arutz won't learn from this. V'ispatum v'esak nesis, and they won't come to shul. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Nun Zayin says that the Amei Arutz won't learn from this. Ki lo yadinuhu lekav schus. They'll see the Vilna Gaon diving at home without a minion. So it's like, you know. So, you know, evidently it's not so important to come and daven. You can daven at home, right? They won't be danim. They won't judge him in a favorable way to say, you know why? He fits this bill. So he has a special halacha. They won't do that, you know. They'll say, you know, me, Vilna Gaon, you know, like, we're the same ballpark here. So, you know, he could daven at home. I could daven at home, right? They don't see any difference, right? They won't understand that there's a... And so, well, it's more than that. They'll be danim l'kav. They won't be danim l'kavskus, and say, you know, it's because of his learning. They'll say, no, you know, because it's not so important to daven with a minyan, as we know is not true. And v'yamru sheinu choshes l'tefila v'yadunu, and they'll learn from this kal v'chomer al atzmam. It's It's amazing, Mishnah Berurah, right? And they'll say, oh, Vilna Gaon doesn't have to daven with a minion. So I don't have to daven with a minion. Certainly I don't have to daven with a minion. It's amazing.
That
can
be firmer than the
Vilna Gaon. That's right. Well, no, it's a Kal V'chomer.
Right.
If he doesn't have to, so for certainly I don't have to. It's amazing. It's just mind-boggling. V'lo yachushev klal l'tefila. And they won't, you know, they won't daven with a minion. They probably won't even daven, right? So therefore, it's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. Besides that Mishnah Berurah, but also even the Ramah is an incredible idea, right? So really, he doesn't have to daven with a minion. Really, he could daven at home, but it's not recommended. Again, the Ramah says it's not recommended. You see from Tshuvas HaRosh, that called Dalid in the Torah, that it's not recommended because they'll mess up this idea. Okay, we'll get into, we'll continue with the Ramah and Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Also, a very interesting idea about learning while you're while davening. We touched on this before, but we'll visit it again.